This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are thrilled to have you here. We appreciate you sharing your time and space to listen and tap into the wisdom and the experience that we share through our own life experience on our wellness journeys. I am absolutely thrilled to have Anna Beaumont with me. Hello, Anna. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jenny. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, so happy to have you here. You guys, I want to share with you a little bit about Anna before we get started. She has been studying the voice and its powerful connection to life, harmony, and vibration for over 20 years. Her integrative approach combines the worlds of singing, the chakra energy system, psychology, and spirituality. It is at once a celebration of the raw, primal sounds of humanity and the refined precision and beauty that singing voices offer us from other realms. She has been called a musical shaman who works between the worlds, helping you to see what you cannot. I cannot wait, Anna, to dig into all of this and talk to you about voice. So many of us hide our voice. Let's dig in. Tell me what that means to you. Oh.
Yeah. You know, you just said something I think that is really the key. I think that we can be seen on our yoga mat, okay? We can, there's a few things. We can breathe. Now there's all these breathing workshops. We know yoga. We know breathing. But singing is for people in choir, and it's not for you because you can't sing. You're not perfect, and you don't have that. It's so infected, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like we have a big wound as a society. It's been passed through generation of not being seen. But the being heard part is a huge part of this, not being seen and heard. So when we're seen, that's one thing, definitely. But the package deal together of being heard is where we hide, and that sense of protecting ourselves from shame, embarrassment, and humiliation really does rule the roost. And that's just me starting out of the gate. I'm going right to the shadow.
That you bring that up, because you know what's so interesting? I think back to when I was a young girl and I was driving in a car with three other people, three young girls, and a dad was driving us. And we were all singing at the top of our lungs. And the dad made a comment about, you know, somebody couldn't sing. And right. I will never forget that, because I stopped singing publicly after that.
Oh my goodness.
What was so interesting about that is I was actually in a choir that you had to try out for in school.
Oh.
And actually you had to be able to sing to be in the choir. But because I was so young and impressionable, I didn't know if that man was talking about me, and he was making a joke. Looking back, I'm like, this guy was thinking he was funny and it was hilarious and he was poking and, you know, those kind of things. But young enough that it stifled my, you know, my desire to sing in public. So you touch on something that is so rooted in truth that many of us love to sing, and we don't because we're fearful of this. You know, we're not Mariah Carey,
we're afraid of being called out, and it's such a wound. Like, I've had over the years so many people say the very thing that you just said, Jenny, and I'm so sorry that happened to you. Because here's the thing, we say, This is what I hear. Oh, it's just a silly thought, and we don't take it seriously. But here's the thing. Think about that child that that happened to. And most importantly, it is that we're not developed in our protection system at those young ages. So those words actually wound the essence of that flowing energy body, and it gives birth to the perfectionist, a part of us, our psyches, which everybody's kind of been infected with this at some point, right? So that's also another thing that, people come and take voice lessons, and that's a whole beast of how to open your voice and the healing and the welfare, all of the well-being that comes from really getting space. And the space is such a huge thing, but we have to climb through this big hoop at first of shame and embarrassment, and like I see it, just it's rampant. And like as soon as I start a group, I have a group starting tomorrow, it's really thick in the air, and so I'm used to it, and afraid like I'm gonna call. So I spend quite a bit of time setting safety and rules, some sort of safety guidelines, so that people don't have the bad teacher shaming them right off the bat, because so many of them are actually shamed by that. So it's a big thing.
You stand and touched on, which I think is such a vital piece to this conversation when we think of wellness, is even subconsciously it impacts our decision making around. So when you share about opening up someone's voice or connecting them to their voice, it's not always about the singing, correct? It's opening up so much more. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh my goodness, you just said such a great point. And just to say, I started another group on last Thursday, and this one gentleman said, I think I just need to work harder on voice exercises. And I said, actually, what I'm hearing is that you need to relax and open your body and relax and take breathing and feel as best as we can the moment. It's incredible what happens to our body instrument when I do so much work around presencing people, and we don't have to do a ton of work on the voice if the space is really celebrated and allowed. That's when I know the listeners can't hear this, but I have a slinky, and I think Jenny, you've seen my slinky before. So as we get the space, you can just see the space coming in, and then the energy can move up the spine. And then it innervates and connects with the voice. And all of a sudden, there's space. Now, a lot of people have a hard time with this. So this is the work. It's about wherever my attention goes, my energy flows. It's about how am I being with myself in this moment, and all of the constructs of the critic, the perfectionist, all of these is the big work. And as well as getting the space, those two things together, if that came out okay, if that was understandable, tell me if it is.
Yep, no, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. And I wish the audience could tell us, but I'm hoping they're tracking where we are.
Yes, I know, I know. It's like our voice is not the problem. Our voice is not a problem. It is only being confined to a small room. And because we have been injured, you have been injured by that teacher. I was injured many times. We've all been injured, and our voices are the way that we shine and express all sorts of things. And that's where it gets really monitored, and really these personalities come on to say, it's not safe. The voice that keeps me safe keeps me small. I think I can certainly relate to this myself. Like it's a big journey to come out of your little hiding place, because it has not been safe. So that's my job, I think. There's a number of roles. Like you hit the nail on the head when you said it's about the voice, but it's not about the voice. It's about safety and alignment and feeling safe to make mistakes.
So powerful. When you think about the work that you do too, when we talk about it in this container, what do you find is the biggest roadblock? Is there a pattern in a roadblock for people? Is there something that is, I do a lot of work with mindset, and there are some three key players. There's three key things that always show up. Doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter how much sleep you get, it doesn't matter what kind of
Right.
food you eat. There seems to be these two or three target points that are a
Definitely.
common thread through
Definitely.
humanity. Do you find the people that you work with, if there's a common thread?
Well, yes, I will say the word power, and I will say the word expansion. And let me just speak a bit more. So, our issues with power show up in our singing voice. So many people push their voice thinking that's because they don't know any different. And this is how we do one thing, we do everything. So, right? I'm pushing my voice, I'm pushing my nervous system, and really I am engaging my warrior third chakra to come and keep me safe by being defensive. That's what the voice ends up sounding like.
Right.
Is pushed and defensive. So that's one stance is that person. Now there's stances, right? There's three categories. Then there's the other one. It's actually mainly like two, to be honest.
But that's okay.
Right? And then there's the other one, which is the powerless. The one that I just spoke about was the part of us, me, that is the defensive, powerful, whose voice is big and pushed and not beautiful, but powerful. And then this one is the powerless, weak, shy, victim, kind of, I'm not allowed to have a voice. Takes a long time to get the voice going. There's not enough life force in order for the voice to be there. So you can see this powerful, powerless. And then the work is about getting that balance of power through really aligning everything as best as we can in the body. And these things, after all these years of doing this, it really comes down to some simple things for me in how to do this. Because otherwise, this is way too complicated. It's like, I don't want a 25-year journey for people. I want to have, I've been doing this long enough to be able to help people with some really simple things. To get this space that I'm talking about. And then what ends up happening is this powerful, powerless begins to just start to reorganize. So that the voice gets identified and lined up and surfing with our essence of breath and energy and not a personality.
Right.
Did that come across? Not like a protective personality, which is either defending me or hiding me. Wow. I don't think I've ever said that before. I can feel both. I mean, I know both of these sides of me.
Right. Absolutely. That's powerful. And you also said you, one of the words you could describe is expansion. So how does that all fit in?
Yeah. So it's interesting. When I say that word expansion, a lot of people are coming, and the popular word is grounding, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do I get more grounded? How do I get more grounded? How do I get, and the work of the space, getting space in my slinky, look at it. It's going up and down.
Right. Yeah.
So it is about both directions. It's not like, I had a student here the other day, and she was saying this, I need grounding, I need grounding, I need grounding. And I'm like, man, you are just overgrounded.
Right.
You have over, you're like, she's like so still and so vigilant and so grounded that there's nothing going up because she's pinned herself into the earth,
Right.
Like we need to move in the earth. Our bodies are our earth. Aren't they? Like that first root chakra is the whole body. It's not just located in our base of our spine, our legs. It's our whole physical body. And so that sense of lifting up, and that means that really equates to notes, range.
Right.
Expansion equals range of notes of your voice, and not powerful, just freaking notes. Like a piano, a range of notes. If you turn me on my side, I am a piano, and my spine is the keyboard, isn't it? Like our spines carry the range of our voice. Isn't that something? Because if we know the chakras, right? If we know the chakras are going like that, then the notes are lined up with the chakras. So it's, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
And so just that thought, I think I can feel you thinking, you know, I can feel you getting that. You know, there's some simple things, just like doing a descending scale and an ascending scale with like, so I'm starting in my root belly, third chakra, You can just see that if I allow myself to think that my voice has got a container, aka the body, I can find that space.
Right. It's really, like you say, that deep understanding of expansion and releasing.
Yeah.
I would guess, because, you know, as I sit here and listen and think of these things, our ego mind, our, you know, amygdala brain probably becomes a bit of a an interesting cohort in this situation, right? It's
so
like,
well said.
You know, like, hey, I don't know if I want to play.
Wow, Jenny, that is so right on, you know. I wrote a post yesterday on Facebook and in my newsletter. It's based upon the, sort of a little bit of the into this, and I call the root chakra the playground. And it's, I'm talking about, so the ground of play that we are born into with our mothers cooing and playing with us develops safety and trust. And that's setting us up for a life of relationship that feels safe and playful. That is setting us up for being able to play with our voices. And this is not like people think it's hard, right? They're like, oh, I can't improvise, I can't play, la 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 la. And as soon as they open up their mouths and they just do it, there's all this flooding of energy that follows, because it's like a whole belief, isn't it? And around, so what you're saying around trauma and safety, wounding, I've had a lot of wounding. I mean, the only reason why I've done the work that I've done is because of my own traumas. Isn't it the case? It's always the case. Otherwise, I'd be on a concert hall somewhere right now. You know, and I did all that. And I needed to learn, like I needed to put my voice of myself, not just outside of myself. You know, there's a whole world in here that the voice can charge and connect to and enliven, and like that's a whole conversation that I could go into, but you get. So this trauma piece, everybody's traumatized. And the voice, you talk about the amygdala and this basal brain fight or flight. And I think that's what you said. I don't think you said the word trauma. I think you said, you know, the base of the brain,
yeah,
and
yeah, like
this,
your,
right?
Your primal.
Yeah, the fears are massive when it comes to this. I mean, it's exposing fear, and that's good, isn't it? It's like, Wow, how else do I know how my nervous system is doing? Well, why don't you sing with a few people and you'll find
Yeah.
out.
Well, it's funny. The term put yourself in a hot seat is, there's nothing probably, there are things obviously that would relate, but one of the most vulnerable things you can do if you're not a trained singer is sing in a room full of people that you don't know or that you do know,
Right.
and
More
let it
importantly, that you
rip,
do know.
right? And just let it rip and hope that I'm that girl that you see on the in driving in the car that has the tunes cranked, that's like singing at as loud as I possibly
I love it.
can. But it's
Love it.
like, but when someone's in the car, the music's loud and I'm probably my tone is a little lower. But unless it's my
Right.
daughter, her and I just go wild and we're the people
That's
that
so
people are like,
fun.
look at them in the car. But these are the things it's taken, I'm 51. It's taken a few years to get to that place from never singing in public. Like I made a proclamation that I was never singing in public after that moment. And it's a very profound thing as you evolve and go through, like you say, that was traumatic, even though honestly, from an outsider looking in, nobody would see that as a traumatic situation. But like you say, young minds, it's amazing what's imprinted along the way and the power of the imprint. And I think,
Very well said.
we talk about our voice right now, and we have to know that our thoughts become our things. And you shared that so eloquently. What we say becomes our reality, and that can happen for somebody else just by hearing our words. So we want to be thoughtful, right?
God, it just stays around for decades and decades
Yeah.
of people's essence because our voice really is like the cork in the bottle of our bodies that is like this last place that we need to take the cork out. And women, we're doing well, like we're coming up and doing this. I still think that, the patriarchy's, ruling the roost and there's a lot of that, but we're doing well, and that is because the cork is coming out and things have are coming, but there is safety that does need to be there. We can't throw ourselves around until, Brené Brown said she never lets anything out there until she knows that she's healed this speech. She'll speak something and she's like, because I'm going to get slammed by so many things. So can I stand by everything? Am I healed in this one issue that I'm sharing? I mean, wise words. I don't think I've taken those wise words, God, but that's okay. I feel that more
But
so now.
it's profound too that we have to think that way as well in this in where we are in this state of the current, current temperature of where we're at. I cannot believe how fast time goes. As
Here
we
we are.
kind of dial into the end of our conversation, is there anything you wish that I have asked you that you feel the audience that's listening needs to hear that you want to share before we end our time together?
Okay, yes. Jonathan Goldman, who is the president of the Sound Healing Association, has a formula which is vibration plus intention equals manifestation and healing. Vibration plus intention. Otherwise, choirs would be healing, like they're healing in some way in the vibration. But there is thoughts going on at the same time in these people. We have to, right? Otherwise, like everybody would be healed if they're singing, but they're not. They're actually just being their beliefs, of course, and then the voice uses whatever it is that we're thinking. So vibration in and of itself is not going to do something to change your mind. It's the two, it's the consciousness and the matter. It's the consciousness and the emotion. It's our beliefs and the emotion that is the feminine and the masculine marrying together. To then, that's the healing. We can't do it just from singing.
Oh, I love that. Even though it feels really good.
Yes, it does. And that lasts. It's like a Band-Aid, right? Like it lasts a little while, but and it will help us change our beliefs about energy and ourselves. It has a certain amount of those belief changers, right? As soon as you break your agreement with this other belief by singing and who not caring, that's a big cascade of domino of changing of beliefs. But that's an intention. So everything is really about that intention.
Belief and intention. I love that. Thank you so much, Anna, for being on the show, sharing your passion about what you do and how you support people. I'm going to make it very clear in our show notes on how people can connect to you, but I would love for you just, I know you've offered for those that have listened to the podcast a free 30-minute authentic voice session, whether it's online, in person. Obviously, in person, depending where people are listening in from, might not be. So at least online would be available. Can you describe for people what that would look like, just so they have an understanding?
Yeah, asking that question, how do you feel about your voice? What do you love about your voice? It just is, it's a good question and it opens everything from there. We can have a conversation and we can make a little bit of sound, but it's mainly your relationship with authenticity and truth and the fear that gets in the way of that. There's voice training and then there's the way that we do life.
The
And our
deeper.
voice reflects, yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much, Anna, for being on the show. It has
Thank you,
been a
Jane.
pleasure to have you here. And for those of you that are looking for Anna, and if you can't find her because of the contact information we've put in the show notes, she is an incredible member of Your Holistic Earth. You can always find her in the directory and look for any events that she may be hosting through our events page. Do not hesitate to reach out. This woman will change your life. Trust me, she's a powerful soul. So thank you, Anna, so much for being here.
Thank you, Jenny.
And thank you, listeners, again, for taking the time, for stepping into your own wellness and really nourishing your mind through this process. If anything you've heard today sparks interest to you, step in, try it. You never know where it's going to take you. Thank you so much. We look forward to catching you on our next episode of Winning with Wellness. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.